Good morning, and welcome to this special edition of It's a New Day. And I am Bruce Stocking, the host, one of the hosts of It's a New Day here on a Saturday, just following our H2O program. And this is a very special presentation that we're doing because we have Phil Panero who is here. And we
g'day.
G'day to you,
hey,
mate.
Hey, listen, I've heard a lot of people say a lot of things, but I guess special, that sums up who I am.
There you, yes, you are special. Believe me, you were special. And we had you on just the other day
on the show. Yeah, I tell you, I guess you guys can't get enough of Aussie blokes.
Oh, no. I mean, what you brought, fantastic. And one of the best interviews we've ever had.
Well, I tell you what, I've just realized, I don't know, I'm already saved. But I've kind of like, I believe again that there is a summer in America. Because I had gone to Canada, come back, and it was raining, and I'm looking at the leaves. My wife's saying, "What are you looking at the leaves for?" I'm saying, "I'm waiting them to fall off. It must be fall."
No, this is definitely going to be our Christian spring. Let's put it that way. But first of all, before we get going, I want to put our phone number out there for anybody that's listening over this special hour that we're going to have with Phil. We're going to be talking about many things. Maybe I can get you to tell that story about the bag of rice again.
That'd be a great story. Yeah, and how I got saved. That'll freak you out.
But you can call in if you have questions for Phil. You can give us a call at area code 610-539-TALK. That would be 8255. So 610-539-8255.
Do people know that you've got an awesome mustache? Do they know? I mean, this guy, you look like a musketeer.
Yeah, the whole visual thing. Well, the whole visual thing on radio just doesn't work, you know. So.
No, honestly, you got a great voice, and I've been listening, and it's awesome.
When you're home, you can stream us live.
I will.
Go to our website, 1180 AM, WFYL.com. Hit the listen live, and you can listen to us live as well. That was a cheap plug.
So
but
people
anyhow.
Can call in, like they can just like ring and just write in.
They
and
call
in
and
awesome.
You know, we'll answer the phones. They'll find out what the question is. They'll let us know.
No, technology these days is incredible.
Isn't it? It amazes me. I mean, when I got a cell phone, I was just blown
away.
Well,
I reckon I got my ideas about cell phone. I'm from Australia and I'm from the jungle. I reckon it was created by women to check up on you where you are.
Oh yeah, because
they use
got GPS
that in shopping.
On them now.
You know, where are you?
Well, Phil, for our listeners who may not have caught you this week, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, well, my name's Philip Panero. I'm here at Valley Forge Baptist Temple, just here in Collegeville on Trappett Road.
I also want to point out, too, that Pastor Greg Joyner is hiding in the corner there. He has a microphone. Say hello, Greg.
I am a conscientious supporter this morning.
There you go.
I think it's like having a bodyguard.
No.
Or a policeman.
He's a great guy to have as that, I'll tell you.
Well, I was born in France. Mm-hmm. No, I'm sorry about that. It's not my fault. I was born there, my parents. And I came out when I was 9 years old, came out to Australia. And you know what it's like when you come into a new country. I had a lot of problem identifying with English, and I couldn't understand. And so my dad was a sergeant in the French Foreign Legion, so he was a bit of a rough nut. So basically, I ended up not going to school. Every kid would go to school, and I'd go off into the streets and just mess around with people. And at 15, my sister, when I was coming back forth from home, my sister was going to church, and I asked her. I said, "Why are you going to church for?" And she goes, "Well, you know, there's a lot of good people there." And she said to me, "I was 15." She goes, "There's a lot of girls there." And at 15, that's like, wow, I'm Christian girls must be easy. So I thought I'd go to church. I had long hair down to my elbow. So I go along the church, and they picked us up in you know, one of those special buses. So I put my head down because I was a bit ashamed of it. And they dropped us off at this building. I walked in. The guy looked like a car salesman because I was Catholic.
Right.
So I'm used to the whole, you know, Ave Maria thing. And this guy looks like your average car salesman. He had a tie on. And he gets up and he starts telling us about the Lord Jesus Christ. And I believed in God. And I was a street kid, but I didn't know about salvation. Anyway, he gets to the point. He says, if you want to receive Jesus, you need to come and receive him. So I came forward. I didn't know, you know, the Baptist, you have to wait for the singing. I'm on the right key, hand up, leg up. I didn't know all that. So I just walked down the aisle. And here's this American preacher trying to spit and preach. And here's this weirdo kid with long hair smelled and looking at him. So he bends down. He stops his preaching. He goes, what are you here for? And I go, well, I want what you just said.
Right.
I want this Jesus. I got saved. I tell you, my life changed dramatically. On Monday, I went to school. I wasn't registered. Had to register my name and everything. The whole week, I remember hanging around the back of the school with all the louts. Couldn't wait to get to church. When I got to church, the pastor, the first sermon was, you need to write the name of Jesus. You know how you guys preach here in America. Right. You get very dramatic about it. You must have drama lessons in Bible schools, you know, and the guy's telling you need to write the name of Jesus on your heart, on the doors, on windows. And I was a street kid, and I thought, man, I can do that.
Yeah?
Yeah, I can do that. So I broke in the shop, and I stole, you know, Robin Hood, and I stole all the spray cans. And that night, I broke into my school, because it was brand new, and I went to the ladies' girls' bathroom, the men's bathroom. I got a lady, because I didn't know how to read and write in English, I got a lady to write down, you know, Jesus saves, and you're going to hell. And the spray cans, I was a really good artist. And I spray can, I mean, in public schools, they write all sorts of rubbish. So I thought, I'm going to write something good, you know. So I wrote down, I'm going to do what my pastor told me to do.
Yeah.
So I spray can on the mirror, Jesus saves, you're going to hell. And I remember going in the principal's office many times that week.
Yeah.
I remember he had a bathroom.
Yeah.
So guess what I did? Broke into that. That was the days you could break into places
so
easily.
So you got into interior decorating.
I got into it. Yeah. I mean, I was really good at it. Got in there. And then on Monday morning, that was Sunday night, Monday morning I went to school and the police is there, everybody's there. They're saying, Phil, did you hear our school got vandalized? I go, what? Who would vandalize our school? And they wrote all this stuff all over the bathroom. I go, no, that wasn't vandalism. That was me. I did that. And so I went to the principal, the police were there, and there were the days you could bash kids.
Yeah.
You know, today, if you look at a kid too long, you're in trouble.
Oh, yeah, you're in court.
And so I walked into the principal. Here's the principal with the police everywhere. He looks at me and he goes, Pinero, since you've been in our school, we got problems. Did you do? I said, yes, I wrote the stuff. He got the phone book, bashed me on the head. The police met me down. They go, why did you vandalize our school? And I looked at him all honestly and said, my pastor told me. So they rang the preacher, this American preacher, sent out from America, trying to do a good job. He comes in, here he is. He comes in the principal's office, and the principal looks at him, did you tell this kid to vandalize our school? And he goes, no. He goes, he's written the name of Jesus Saves and you're going to hell. All over the bathroom, all over our school. Did you say anything on Sunday to this young guy? And the preacher says, well, I was preaching about you need to write the name of Jesus on your heart, on your doors, on the windows. But I was just preaching. He goes, you know that and I know that, but this kid doesn't know that. He's taking you literally and he's vandalized our school. So you know what? The next couple of months, this church project was so I wouldn't get in trouble with the cops. Repainting all the bathroom. That's my life. That's what happens.
I have heard many different stories about folks that have, let's call it the come to Jesus moment. I don't think anything's beat that.
Yeah, maybe we should get a spray can business.
But I think, Al, we have a caller on line two. It looks like Lawrence is on line two. I don't know what the question is. So, Lawrence, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, welcome to It's a New Day, the special Saturday edition. Do you have a question for Phil?
Yes, I do.
All right, go ahead.
Why would he risk his life for people he doesn't even know?
Hey, that's a good answer, Lawrence. That's a good question. I'll try and answer, Lawrence. Where are you? Are you like in America or where are you?
Yes, I'm in America.
Okay. All right. That's a good. Are you answering that?
No. That question's for you, sir.
All right. Why would I risk my life for people I don't know? That is a good thing. Well, first of all, I do risk my life because the people out there said, "Dad, what do you mean he risked his lives?" Well, as a missionary, I've been in the jungle and been shot at. Actually, one time we were running for our lives. We're on one side of the river. On the other side of the river, this whole village with bows and arrows, and they're shooting at us. And I've got a team with me. And one of the young guys says, they don't look friendly. I go, no. He goes, what would happen if we crossed that river? I said, they'll probably shoot us. And then I put my foot in the river, and they got really cheesed off. I mean, they were like shooting arrows. We're running for our lives. Mm-hmm. Why do we risk our lives? I guess because somebody gave his life for me, and his name was the Lord Jesus Christ. He gave his life for me on the cross. And when I was a street kid and I received Christ, when I heard that this Christ gave his life for me, he was in heaven. He could have stayed there. He didn't have to die for me. He didn't have to even come down here for me. But he came down, form of a human, form of a man. He suffered. He was accused. He was beaten. He was trodden. He probably had a really bad government administration like you guys have now. It was called the Roman Empire. We won't go into that. That's another topic. But they were there and they were lording over them. He endured afflictions, suffered a penalty on the cross. He died for me, for my sins. Mm-hmm. So I should henceforth give my life for others. Give them the hope of receiving Jesus Christ as their own personal Savior. So, Lawrence, the reason I go, it's not because I'm a cool guy. There's other cool guys better than me. I'm pretty ugly kind of a guy. I mean, yesterday I went to the Phillies games and I met the Philly fanatic. I had a picture with him. We kind of looked like cousins. But I give my life because somebody gave their lives for me. So it's a relay. And that's why I'm in a jungle. That's why I've been in a jungle the last 30 years. That's why my son got married and he's got his kids in the jungle. We're risking it all because somebody risked it all for us. And hence, we should give our lives for others.
There you go. Well, Lawrence, thanks for the phone call and the question. We really appreciate that. And you're listening to a special edition of It's a New Day here. We're talking to Phil Panero, who is a Christian ministry and missionary. I'll get it right. And you'll be at the Valley Forge Baptist Church tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll be at. Listen, if you've got a boring life and you don't know what to do on this Sunday, come to 616 Trappett Road, Valley Forge Baptist Temple. You can't miss it. It's on the interstate. It's like a huge building.
You pass it right on 422.
It looks really cool. It looks like, I don't know, it looks like the White House. I mean, it's just big building. I'll be preaching there on Father's Day, and I've got my dad giving a little, this, you know what the guy told you about? The sergeant in the French Foreign Legion.
Yes.
He's going to give a little bonjour, mon, because he's French. So he goes, hello, my son. I love you very much. You know, and I got my son and my grandkids giving a little bit of a testimony. And we're going to have a great time. If you want to have a laugh and also get your heart pumped, come over to Valley Forge Baptist Temple. You can even get one of my DVDs. This is a free plug. Am I allowed to do that? If I'm not, I'll probably get the sack. But hey, I'm not getting paid, so it doesn't matter. You know, you can even get the Rice Man story, one of our DVDs, which
and
is
before that we end the show. If you know, I want you. You told that the other day, and it's a great story to give folks a little smattering of that. Yeah. But if you want to call in and talk to Phil, and by the way, what time is that tomorrow?
That'll be
There's two services. One's at 9 o'clock and one's at 10:30.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Same service.
And I don't think Phil's going to lose 1 ounce of energy.
I'm like, I'm pumped. I'm 55. I'm on steroids. My goodness.
Well, you can call in and talk to Phil. Our number is 610-539-TALK or 610-539-8255. And I see on line number one, we have Brendan is on the line. Brendan, are you there?
I am.
And your question for Phil.
Yeah, it sounds like, Phil, that you are a pretty entertaining guy, and you could have probably gone pretty far in life. It's, I don't know, entertainment industry or something, but you decided to go out there and go into the jungle, and you kind of explained your reason why you did that, but do you ever regret doing that? I mean, do you ever regret going out there and not going in some kind of industry where you could have made a lot of money? And I know people may think that you've made a big mistake, you know, unsaved family members or something like that. But do you ever regret that decision? I mean, I know it's got to get hard at times.
It's a good question.
It is a very good question, Brandon. And I guess even in the Bible, there's a passage where one of the Psalms says, I see the people, you know, the pagans and having money and houses and enjoying life. And as a missionary, you come off the field and you don't have those things. Have I missed out in life? Well, I tell you, Brendan, you sound like a young man full of energy, and it's true where you're standing. Life's ahead of you, and you've got all this great thing ahead of you. But I can tell you, at 55 years old, when I look back in my life, I don't regret one single thing. I've had an incredible ride in my life. Actually, I feel like I've ripped God off. I'm honest, you know, because when I came forward as a missionary, they told me, come forward and surrender your life to the mission field and sacrifice. So I came forward thinking I'm not going to have a great time. I came forward thinking I'm going to lose my life. I'm being honest. I'm having a great time. Yeah,
you're definitely an individualist full of life and
enjoyment. Man, it's like yesterday I was at the Phillies. I was sitting, you know, where all the other normal non-missionary people are at the back sitting in the grandstand. I'm missionary sacrificing for God, sitting in the diamond seat.
Yeah.
Right in front of the home plate at the Phillies. I can smell what the guy had for dinner last night. I get in the car. I'm hosted by a church. They put me in a great place. I get picked up by a guy that looks like James Bond this morning with his roof. The car's open. We're sitting back. My wife loves me. Listen to this. I got 12 grandkids, Brendan. They all love me. And I don't have anything. I don't have a house, a car. I haven't bought them iPads. But when they get there, they all run up to me. They call me Pepe, you know, because I'm French. Pepe Le Pew, you know, the skunk.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stinky skunk. They all love me. My wife loved me. My kids love me. When I go to a function, my two daughters are beautiful blondes. They take me out, and we're sitting in a restaurant. I'm laughing with them, and people are looking at me, and they're jealous, Brendan. They're looking at me, and they go, I wish I was like him. And that's why I said, I feel like I ripped God off, because I meet people, Brendan, at 55 who worked all their lives. They're having a hard time paying their mortgage. They're working. The wife's working. They're struggling. Here am I. I'm 55. I can still run a mile. I can still hang around young people. I'm excited. I'm excited about life. And people look at me and they go, he's sacrificing. I'm telling you the truth. I am not sacrificing. Living for God and giving everything for God, that's the life.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry for you guys, 9-to-5 jobs, but what a boring life. My goodness. And, I'm sorry. I know you guys support me. And just think about this. I don't know. People pay me to do what I love.
Yeah.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
So, Brendan, hey, I don't know what you are, where you are, but listen, give your life to God, Brendan. Just don't worry about this world. Pay a mortgage. You pay a house off. God, in eternity, in the light of eternity, that doesn't amount to much.
Yeah.
Because you're going to get old, have a heart attack, roll over and die, and you're not going to enjoy it.
Yeah.
But I can say in my life, I can look back, and I've had an incredible time. And when my boy that's 33 years old, my son, when I talk to him and I say, son, have I been a good dad? Because we all struggle. It's Father's Day. And if you're listening, you know what I'm talking about. There isn't a father in America that says, I've done a great job. It's by faith. We walk by faith. Because all of us have this inside of us. We all have this feeling of, you know, I could have been a better dad. I could have spent more time with them. It's just, it's inside. Christian or not sure. Christian, it's the same feeling inside our hearts.
It is.
And my son, I remember telling me, Dad, I've, with you, when I was a kid, all I could remember, it was like living at Disneyland. Man! Who doesn't want to be a missionary?
So, Brendan, thanks a lot for the phone
thanks,
call.
Brendan.
Appreciate you calling into the show. And for anyone else who wants to call in, you're listening to a special edition of our weekly It's a New Day program. I'm Bruce Stocking, your host. And we are here with Phil Panero, who is a missionary, and will be speaking at the Valley Forge Baptist Church. You'll see him right off of 422 there.
Yep.
And we'll talk a little bit further on that. But if you want to call into the station, this is WFYL 1180 AM, and it is area code 610-539-8255 or 539-TALK. And you can ask Phil a question. Phil's been telling us some stories about himself, some stories about, you know, his relationship, how he enjoys what he's doing here. You said that you feel like you ripped God off. Actually, I think God has blessed you and rewarded you tremendously. Amen. So. And
I know, listen, the other day I was at Applebee's with my wife,
mm-hmm.
with my missus. Would you say that
go to Outback?
Nah, come on, mate. Somebody's ripping you guys off. That's nothing like Australia. I walked into Outback and I says, can I have a kangaroo burger? And she looked at me and goes, I beg your pardon? And I says, kangaroo. In Australia, you can have a kangaroo burger or a steak. And they said, no, we don't have that. Oh, okay, just give me a wallaby stew.
Oh, they're going to have people at PETA.
No, we don't have
wallabies. You, you know?
But I was at Applebee with my wife, and I was talking, and you know, I'm just, g'day, sure. Mate, g'day, mate. And I'm just talking to people, and we're about to pay for our bill, and a waitress comes up with a gift voucher. And I say to her, what's that? She goes, it's a $20 gift voucher. And I said, who gave us that? Says the man sitting on the opposite to you, he was listening, he was having a hard time, he was listening to you, mm-hmm. and he laughed so much, enjoy your talking so much, he bought you a $20 gift voucher.
Oh, that's outstanding.
And I said, where is he? He's gone.
Yeah.
Maybe it was God just paying my meal. I don't know what it was. I sent an angel down there, but maybe all Americans are angels. I'm not quite sure, but... Yeah. What a, I mean, incredible. It happens here.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Phil, I want to ask you a question. Okay. You described a little bit on how you were introduced to Jesus and how you took it to the extreme of redecorating your school. And you talked about with one of our questions, I think it was Lawrence that asked a question in here about the missionary work and then, you know, Brendan with your putting your life on the line. What made you, the countries that you go to, what was there to that attracted you to go?
What attracted me to go?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody asked me the other day, do you miss Vanuatu? And I said, do I miss malaria? I've had malaria over 50 times.
Yeah.
Do I miss dysentery, sitting on the can all day? I will I say that on the radio? No.
Well, that's a proper way to say it.
Your face went scrunchy all of a sudden.
No. I was looking at the screen. We've got a caller I want to get to. Go ahead.
And I said, you know, I actually enjoy being here at Valley Forge. They look after me like a king. I don't know why. I keep looking at the window expecting them to throw me off the property anytime. But that I don't know. I actually enjoy, and I'm being honest with
sure,
you,
sure.
I actually enjoy where I am. I actually, I don't miss anything. I don't miss the islands or miss here or miss my home, mm-hmm. miss my grandkids. I'm being honest, I actually enjoy just being here at the time. And I think I've met so many people, and especially when you get in my generation, 60s and 70s, we always talk about the past, and we're not enjoying the present, today.
Yeah.
There's so many things today in this life to look at, the good side, the freedom, the media, even the selfies, the Facebook. I can communicate so fast, so quick.
Sure.
I mean, it's just unbelievable. And I don't miss the jungle, and right. I'm not an adventure guy. I think I look at adventure today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on the radio with a guy that looks like a musketeer. You've got a voice that is a golden voice, the voice that I listen to on the radio, and I'm here on the radio live. Wow, that's like, to me, that's like, you know, I'm going to go back to the jungle and tell them where I've been. And they're going to think, well, how did you do that? Do you miss that? I said, I actually enjoy, and I think the key of life is to enjoy what you have today, right now, you know, the Bible says, don't worry about tomorrow. And yesterday, I can't account for my mistakes. But it's today that's, you know, the Bible says, this day is a day of salvation.
Sure.
We talk with people about this is the day you need to receive Christ. Don't put it off. Yesterday, we went to Firebird's restaurant. I talked to the lady, and she was a young girl going on mission trips all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, wow, you go to all these mission trips. Are you ready for the biggest mission trip ever? And she looked at me, what trip is that? Going to heaven. Yeah. Have you booked your ticket? Have you reserved your place? And she goes, and she said she was some sort of religion. And I go, it's not about that. Have you received Jesus in your heart as your own
Amen.
Personal Savior?
Yes.
Have you reserved your place? Because if you don't reserve your place, you ain't getting there.
Yeah, that's right.
And if I've learned anything about America, if you don't reserve ahead of time, You ain't getting in.
Oh, no, you'd be sitting at the door for a while. And, folks, Phil, this is wonderful. Unfortunately, the visuals, as I said, doesn't work too well on radio.
Yeah.
But Phil is speaking from the heart here, plain and simple, when he talks about these things. He's passionate about it. As I like to say about things, he has that fire in the belly. And the dedication to serve and to serve Jesus and to get his message out there, it is pure, it is clean. And tomorrow, if you get a chance, by all means, go see Phil. Listen to Phil. Meet him. Shake his hand. And you'll be glad you did. And just a marvelous person to have here on the air. But we have a caller. And this caller is 10 years old.
Wow.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Annie Sweeney on line two. Annie, how are you?
Good.
Good. Well, thank you for calling. You have a question for Phil?
Yes, I do.
All right. Go ahead.
Hi, Mr. Finero. Have you ever wanted to quit on God?
Wow. And ouch. You know, the Bible says that truth comes out of children's mouth.
Oh, yeah, out of the mouth of babes.
Anna, ouch. How are you, Anna?
I'm good.
Well, what have you been doing today? Like, you've been drawing, playing with Barbie dolls. What have you been doing today?
What?
Have you bought your Father's Day present for tomorrow?
Caught her off guard.
Yeah, that's right.
But give up on God.
No, because I tell you, your question, what I'm trying to do now, Anna, I'm trying to stall. That means your question was so powerful, I don't know how to answer. So I guess I better be honest, and since it is a child, I better be straight out. Well, Anna, to tell you the truth, yes, I have wanted to quit on God many times. Actually, I have had the same experience. I don't know if you've read your Bible, Anna, in Sunday school. I don't know how cool, how good your Sunday school teacher. But there's a story in the Bible when Jesus tells his disciples to go on the other side of the lake. And they go in with him, and halfway through, there's a big storm. I don't know if you remember that story, Anna. And the water gets in the boat, and they're fishermen, so they know about boating, and they know they've had it. They know it's the end of the line. And Jesus is sleeping, and they go and wake him up, and they say to him, "We're going to die. Don't you care that we're dying?" They didn't wake him up and say, "Can you help us?" They woke him up to say, "We're going to cark it." And Anna, I've been in that place in my life that I thought, I've been in storms in my life, Anna, that I thought Jesus was sleeping in my life. I thought that Jesus didn't really care. But he does, and he did. But I think you have to go through those times in your life. And you know how sometimes, I guess I could ask you the same question. You know how sometimes mom and dad tell you to do something that you don't want to do, and you go to your room crying, and you think, do they really love me? Do you ever have that question in your heart? Does mom and dad love me because they told me this, and I don't want to do this? Does that happen to you?
Yeah,
well, same with me, and he's called my Heavenly Father. It's the same thing. Sometimes God puts me in a situation, and I'm not happy with God. I love him, and he's my God, but I don't know if he loves me. And I have to work through that, and I have to think about it, pray about it. So some days, it's really, really tough. Anna, especially when I'm in the middle of the jungle, and it's pouring rain, and I'm sick, and I want to get out, and I don't know how to get out, and if I die, they won't tell my wife till about a week later on when they finally get through the jungle. So sometimes, Anna, I do feel like it. I actually love God, but I'm not quite sure sometimes if God is there. I felt like the disciples, and I don't know, perhaps nobody feels like that in America, but I feel like I know that Jesus is in my boat. I know that he's told me to get the head out of sight, but I'm in a storm, and I'm getting wet, and the boat's filling up, and I'm watching Jesus, and he's sleeping. And I've got all these emotions in my heart, in my mind, saying, does he care for me? Is God there? Yeah. I'm not quite sure about it. So, Anna, that's how I go. It's not that I want to quit on God, but I sometimes feel like he's sleeping. But he always, Anna, I want to tell you that God always comes through, because your mom and dad, they always end up giving you a big hug and telling you they love you. Is that what they do, Anna?
Yeah.
They do that. How do you feel when mom and dad, when mom gives you a big hug and gives you a big smoochie on the cheek, how do you feel about that, Anna?
I'm feel good.
Oh, well, that's what God does to me. When I go through those times, God just blesses me, Anna, and it's like getting a big smoochy kiss on the cheek, and it just God's put his arms around me and he gives me a big hug, and I know that God loves me and that he cares for me. I had doubts before, but now I know. And that's what life's all about, Anna. And that's as a missionary, that's how it is. Sometimes I know God's there, but is he sleeping?
Yeah, very good. Anna, thank you very much for calling in. We liked hearing from you.
Hey, Anna, make sure you do something for me because I've got 12 grandkids. After you put the phone, after you put the phone down, Anna, you go up to your daddy, grab him, grab his face, and give him a big smoochy on the cheek and tell him, Daddy, I love you very much.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks again for calling in, Anna.
Mm-hmm.